This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, August 7th, God's word for you today is to finish. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 11, verse 29, and it says, "Put my yoke upon your shoulders. It might appear heavy at first, but it is perfectly fitted to your calves. Learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. When you are yoked to me, your weary souls will find rest." As we come into God's presence today, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that God will breathe his life upon us, teach us his word, and change our lives for the glory of his name. Do you ever feel like you cannot get enough done in a day or with your life? Do you ever feel like you're running out of energy or like you do not have enough energy? Do you ever feel like you do not have enough resources or capacity to finish what is before you? You look at your project. Maybe you started building and you look at your pocket and you're wondering how you can finish it. Or you look at your life and your relationship and you're wondering how you can finish what you have started. The world is filled with unfinished projects, abandoned works, and deserted careers. The world is filled with people that started projects but could not finish them. The world is filled with people that are in relationships but they could not finish, abandoned. I pray in the name of Jesus that because of the person that finished well, whose name is Jesus, you will finish strong in Jesus' name. Say amen. Jesus is one person in history who finished his assignment. And over the next few days, we're going to be focusing on and learning from him. God's Favorite House is a Christ-centered church. And the only person that needs to be in church for church to go on is Jesus. So we are going to focus on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, the beginning and the perfecter of our faith, of everything that we believe and stand for. The word of God says in John chapter 4 verse 34, which says, "Jesus said, I must finish the work that he gave me to do." In other words, Jesus was saying, "I came to finish the work my Father sent me to do." Jesus was clear from the beginning. He came to finish and not just to start. Some people start programs that they do not finish. Some people start a job they do not finish. Jesus came to finish the work. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you will finish the work that the Father has called you to do. Say amen. I pray that you will finish strong and finish the work that the Father has called you to do. Say amen. John chapter 19 verse 28 to 30 says, "Knowing that everything was now completed and that the scriptures would be fulfilled, Jesus said, I am thirsty. Then after he was given a drink, he shouted, it is finished. And with that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit." From tomorrow, we will get into the three things that stand out from the scripture. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I must finish the work that you gave me to do. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.